All right, joining us here in the media center here at Texas Motorplex is your Pro Stock Provisional number one qualifier, Greg Anderson, who went to the top with his run of 6.497 at 209 miles an hour. That holds up to Greg's seventh number one this season. Second straight year, you get the Friday night bonus, nice $7,500 check here. Friday night in Dallas, and Greg, we were joking around. Obviously, you love this place. It always seems to bring out the best in you in this car, and certainly off to a great start here today.
Yeah, for sure. And what a great atmosphere out there tonight. It's so cool when you get in these cars. Obviously, I've done this a while, and not that much gets my heart ticking, but it did tonight. When you look around and the lighting's just perfect, absolutely perfect out there. It's magical. It feels fantastic. And you just tell yourself over and over and over, focus, man. Focus and try and make sure you hit your shift points right, steer the damn car right. Don't hit anything. Get her through the guardrails down there, and hopefully you can have a chance at that that low qualifier bonus. So it really felt nice. The run was very nice. And I saw Dallas' scoreboard ahead of me, and I knew that was going to be tough to get around, and let alone Corey Reed in the other lane, ran fast as hell too. So just super proud of the KB Titan team. They did a great job, and anytime there's an extra carrot like we had tonight, it seems to wake me up for sure, and it certainly woke our crew up today. We had a lot of cars that could have won that bonus tonight. Three of them could have won the bonus, so that's a pretty darn good feeling. So great day at the Motorplex. Love racing here. I've said so much about it, but it's a pro stock track. It's a Greg Anderson track, without a doubt. I love it here. I love racing here. It's just a lot of fun. So, great day in the books.
If my math's correct, you picked up 5 points on Dallas today. So now you're at even 20 behind him. Yeah. How much do those little points matter? How much are you?
Well, it's hugely important, Phil. I don't remember what the margin was last year, but it was less than 10 points. So they mean everything. They mean absolutely everything. So every chance you get, you got to try and capitalize if you want to have a chance to be champion. And there's no telling what's going to hang out, what's going to happen the rest of the way out. But if you had a crystal ball, you just want to hope and pray that you get to Pomona, you know, within a round or two of the leader. And my work's cut out for me. I got a lot of tough racing to do before that happens, but I've got a great car. I feel great as a driver, and I think I can give him a run. But either way, as I said before, I'm so damn proud of Dallas that, you know, whether he wins or not, I'm so damn proud of him. And if he puts me down, which is certainly very possible, I'll be the proudest guy on the team, you know, to shake his hand first. So he's a win waiting to happen every race we go to, and it makes me try to dig down and find an extra gear. He's absolutely pushing me to find something that probably is almost gone in me. I've been able to find youth a little bit once in a while when I race him. So thank him for that. And just have a ball. KB Titan's doing a great job. Obviously, the competition has certainly tightened the gap, and they are a factor every time you go down the racetrack. They can certainly still get back in this fight. It's not over yet. And it's not just Dallas and I. Whether people want to believe that or not, it's not just Dallas or I. So everything
breaks down.
You know, hopefully everything goes great this weekend, and we can extend that lead. But anything can happen. You got to race down the racetrack, not in the press room or in the papers. You got to race on the racetrack. So off to a good start. That's all we can hope for. Wait, that was not cool. Hey, did you see that, Lexi? Get over here and look at this. Watch the replay.
When we started this countdown to the championship this year, the competitions, they were picking up, and there was a lot of talk about are they going to catch us, and a lot of pressure was put upon you guys.
Absolutely.
So now to be 2.5 races almost to the end, and we're, you know, still seeing KB Titan Racing, 7 of the top 8 on Friday night.
Yeah, and that's great, Kelly. That's fantastic, and we feel fantastic about that, but still, we're not fools. We know a hundredth or two can be made up on that starting line anytime you go down the racetrack. So you've got to do your best. You've got to be on your A game, and all your fortunes can turn in a heartbeat. So, and hope and pray that doesn't happen, and hope and pray we continue to function at a high level and don't make mistakes, because that's what it's going to take. And we'll see. We're halfway home. 3 races down, 3 to go. And just hoping to create some magic at the Texas Motorplex like we have before. It's a great track for us, obviously. I feel wonderful about all the tracks we race in the playoffs. We love racing at every one of them. And I've got great memories of all of them. So makes you feel good when you come here. And super Friday, but just a feel-good place for me.
When you've been a long-time campaigner of Summit Racing, so when you come in tonight and the place is black and yellow for Jags. Yeah. Is there a little bit more on the line for you? Does it motivate you a little bit more?
Absolutely, positivity. You know, and first of all, thank you to Jags for putting up the bonus. That's fantastic, and my hat's off to them, and I certainly appreciate it. But does it make you want to dig down and find a way to make sure you get that Jag check? You're damn right it does. So you know, a lot of things on the line tonight, and a lot of extra motivation. That's what I need. That's what GA needs these days, a little extra motivation. And it worked tonight.
Thanks so much, Greg.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.